The Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Bracket. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbours at Stacton Trestle in On the Tiles.
I think I've told you before that Evadne shows not the slightest interest in the state of her domestic surroundings. It's absolutely true, you know. She's about as house-proud as a weevil in a biscuit. Maybe even less so, because I'm not awfully well up on weevils. I mean, a year or so ago, a huge chunk of her bedroom ceiling came down on her in the middle of the night while she was asleep. She wasn't hurt or anything. It was only plaster, and she always sleeps in protective clothing. But that hole in the ceiling is still there. Would you believe it? All she did was pin one of her ordnance survey maps over it. And now, if we want to travel anywhere in square 177, the only way I can study the route is to lie flat on her bed for half an hour, which is something I wouldn't wish on anybody. However, even Evadne comes to realize that the time to make do and mend is over. Take, for example, one morning a week or two back. I was sitting in the drawing room, quietly browsing through some music, when... Evadne, is that you crashing about out there?
Well, who in heaven's name do you think it is?
Well, judging from the noise there, I'd say it's either Maud or the Stacton Trestle old-time dance team.
Very funny.
Are you all right now?
Hilda, I have just gone my full length out in that hall, and you asked me if I'm all right.
Well, it was such a dreadful noise.
Well, of course it was. I had the hat stand over.
What were you doing with it? Tossing the cable?
I caught my heel in that darned carpet again, that's what.
Well, I've told you before, you should pick your feet up when you walk. You're getting very slovenly, you know. You walk like a limpet.
The way I walk has got nothing to do with it. It's you and Maud. If only you'd leave that blessed carpet alone and not be forever turning it round.
We turn it round to try and hide the holes.
Exactly,
there.
Exactly. And I no sooner learn to pick my way around them than you turn the darn thing again and it's a minefield.
Well, I never trip over the holes.
Of course you don't. You know where you put them.
And if you helped me to turn the carpet occasionally, you'd know where they are as well. I'm sorry, dear. It's your own fault entirely.
I might have guessed I get no sympathy from you. I'm beginning to feel quite shaky, actually. Let's hope I've not broken anything.
So do I, dear. That is a very valuable hat stand. I say, you do actually look a little green about the gills. Suppose I pour you a glass of sherry. That'll soon perk you up.
No, thank you, Hilda. I couldn't face sherry, not just at the moment.
Oh, you must be bad. Well, I'm going to have a little sherry. The sound of you and that hat stand going over quite gave me a shock, you know. I could feel the blood drain from my cheeks. Do I look pale?
Hilda, I could have broken my neck.
I don't think you'd be talking quite as much if you had done. No, I'm sure if you'd broken anything, you'd know it. Can you waggle your fingers?
Yes, I can.
Well, your hands are all right then. Can you waggle your toes?
No. No, I can't. Oh, I say, Hilda.
Take your shoes off, dear.
Oh, yes, yes, my toes are all right.
Oh, well, there's not much wrong with you. I can see your head's moving. Can you waggle your ears?
No, I can't.
Oh, then perhaps you've broken your ear waggler.
Hilda, I have never been able to waggle my ears.
Really?
Really?
Well, I can waggle mine.
But I'm very happy for you.
There, can't you see? My ears, dear, I'm waggling them.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but they're not waggling.
What? Oh, don't say I've lost the knack. I mean, one hates to think that one is losing one's faculties.
Well, it could be just the weight of those earrings.
Well, they certainly feel as if they're waggling.
Well, they're not. Go and look in the mirror.
Ah, yes.
Well?
Yes, I think you'd better go and get your eyes tested, dear. They are waggling, look.
Well, I don't call that waggling. I mean, they're just moving very slightly up and down.
Well, I never claim to be able to flap them. I'm not Dumbo.
Not all the time,
yeah. Oh, I know it's only a tiny talent, but add it to all the rest. You see? You're smiling. My waggling's cheered you up, hasn't it? Taken your mind off your troubles. I say, do you feel like a song now?
Well, I'm game for anything that'll take your mind off your ears. I'm beginning to feel as if I'm living on Watership Down.
Well, isn't that a coincidence, Evadne? I was just looking through some music and I turned up this copy of Run, Rabbit, Run.
Then lose it again.
Oh, here we are, just the thing. Something nice and cheerful. This'll do you good. If your fingers are up to it, what do you think?
Uh-huh.
I'll do my best. Of course you will, dear. Now play. Everybody has to seek a doctor now and then, but there's a fine one beside the sea. There's something about his tooth that makes you do a Highland fling. As soon as you've had the taste of it, you want to dance and sing. Dr. Briney, Dr. Briney, oh, what a breezy way you got with you. There's something in your lotion most appealing that gives us all a bubbly kind of feeling. By the seashore, where the waves roar, it's wonderful the silly things we do. Dr. Briney, Dr. Briney, there's nobody bucks us up like you. Wonderful Dr. Briney, you've a lot to answer for. You made us all sing for Doshy Bumps. When we go on the steamer and it rocks in stormy seas, who is the cause of mixing up the he's among the she's? Dr. Briney, Dr. Briney, oh, the breezy way you got with you. There's something in your lotion most appealing that gives us all a lovely kind of feeling. By the seashore, where the waves roar, it's wonderful the silly things we do. Dr. Briney, Dr. Briney, there's nobody bumps us up like you. Wasn't that nice? Quite spirited, in fact.
Yes, or even raucous.
Well, it certainly put a bit of colour back into your cheeks. You're looking almost your old self again. It's quite frightening. Now, if you're feeling up to it, you can give me a hand with that carpet.
What are you going to do with it now?
Turn it, dear. I'm going to turn it.
If you ask me, the only sensible thing you can do with that carpet is take it up and throw it out.
Oh, I'm very fond of that carpet.
Well, then take it up and hang it on the wall. At least it'll be out of harm's way.
But the holes would show up dreadfully, dear.
Well, not against that horrible flowery wallpaper you insisted on having. But I don't care what you do so long as you get rid of that death trap.
I don't know, dear. I really don't know.
Yes, you do. You know full well that carpet has had its day.
Well, perhaps. Possibly. Just for once, you may be right. Perhaps we do need a new hall carpet.
I said nothing about buying a new carpet. I said we should get rid of the old one.
What do you propose putting on the hall floor, then? Old newspaper sawdust, or were you thinking of sacking?
What's wrong with bare boards?
Bare boards?
We could stain them.
They're stained already. They're paint stained, water stained, grime stained. You name it, they're stained with it.
We could always hire a sander.
I am not having my hall floor covered in sand.
Now you're being deliberately obtuse. Still, if you want a carpet, we'll buy a second-hand carpet.
I don't want a second-hand carpet.
Why ever not? The one we've got second-hand.
What do you mean, second hand? That carpet came from Binky Beaumont's old office at the Globe Theatre. It may be a little worn and patchy, like you, dear, but it's a piece of theatrical history. Ah, when you think of it, what tales that carpet could tell.
Just thank the Lord it can't speak.
The stars who went in and out of Binky's office, who crossed over that old carpet.
On their knees, presumably. And touching their forelocks.
Oh, Ariadne, you do live in such a Brown Windsor world. Anyway, I'm certainly not having a carpet that somebody in Stacton has cast off.
Do you have any idea at all how much a new carpet would cost?
Well, I saw some very nice ones the other day for about £15 a square yard.
Did you? And how many square yards do you think it would take to cover that whole floor?
Well, I suppose about four.
Four?
Well, it would only be £60, dear, and you'd only have to pay half.
Hilda, how big do you think a square yard is?
What do you mean? How big do I think it is? It's 9 feet by 9, isn't it?
9 feet by 9? How do you make that out?
Well, it's 3 feet to a yard, and to get a square one, well, you square it. And 3 by 3 is 9, and so it's no good your saying it isn't.
Yes, 3 by 3 is 9, but...
That's what I said.
But a square yard isn't 9 by 9. It's 3 by 3.
Which is 9.
Not laterally.
Oh, I see. You mean it should be metric.
I mean it's not 9 feet long. God give me strength. Where's the tape measure? We'll go out and measure that hall.
Ah, now wait a minute. I saw that somewhere this morning.
Yes?
Now, where was it? Where did I see it?
You've lost it.
No. I did see it somewhere.
Well, it's not what it should be in the desk drawer.
Not necessarily, no. But that may be where I saw it.
What's that in the fruit bowl on top of the bananas?
Oh, that's where I saw it. I must have left it there yesterday when I was measuring them.
You were measuring the bananas.
That's right.
You shouldn't be left on your own.
Wanted a medium-sized one.
For
a dumpling. And I found her one.
I don't believe this.
Well, it's perfectly simple. And it's amazing how they differ. Do you know the smallest one in that bunch is only 6 inches long? And the largest is 9 1/4.
Ooh.
Now, that's more than half as long again, and that's a lot.
You know, you should go on Mastermind and take bananas as your subject.
Maud said you'd make a remark like that if you knew what we'd been up to. She's really very shrewd, Maud, you know, in her own peculiar way.
Hilda, just grab hold of that tape measure and let's get out into the hall.
Right, Ariadne, I'm with you.
If only I felt that was going to be an advantage.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Well, for a start, I don't want you to stand on the end of the tape measure.
Sorry.
Now, we'll measure the width first.
If you think that's wise.
Why shouldn't it be?
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, dear. I'm just passing a comment.
Yes. Well, now, if you kneel down, you can hold that end of the tape against the skirting board, and I'll do the measuring.
Right.
Well, that's 6 feet to here.
Good.
Well, don't just kneel there. You've now got to bring that end of the tape up to my finger, haven't you?
Right. Like this now?
Look, if you're going to crawl all over the floor, it's going to take ages.
Evidently. I'm not telling you how to handle your end, so please don't tell me how to handle mine.
Very well, now put the end of the tape here, will you?
Not until you move your finger.
To put your finger there,
I'm trying to, but your finger's in the way. And so is the rest of you come to that. I mean, we do want this to be accurate.
Oh, good heavens.
That's better. Now, off you go again.
Right. 6 feet so far. And it's another 6 feet to here. So that's 12 feet.
Do come on, Hilda. Don't tug the tape, dear. I'm not a dog on a lead. And I'm coming as fast as my knees will carry me.
Honestly.
12 feet, you said.
12, yes. And it's another 6 to here, which is 18. Plus, let me see, a foot and a half to the wall. That's 19 and a half feet. Less 1.5 inches. Why less 1.5 inches?
Because there's 1.5 inches missing off this end of the tape measure. It starts at 1.5.
Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask me there.
So that means we have to deduct 4.5 inches, don't we?
No, no, just a minute. There's more than 1.5 missing. Oh, it starts at just over 2.5 now.
I don't know why I bother, really.
Oh, don't worry, Abney. While you try to work the width out, I'll walk the length for you, toe to heel. It'll give us a rough idea. So, back to the wall. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Abney?
What?
Can you move the hat stand there?
And for heaven's sake, go round it.
Oh, very well. 6, 7, 8, 9. Evadne,
what now?
Can you move the whole table there? If I go round that, I'm going to add about 6 feet.
Well, just stay where you are, and I'll start at this side and come towards you.
Oh, that's a good idea. I wish I was scientifically minded.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hilda, do be quiet.
I was only trying to prevent you losing your track.
8, 9, 10, 11. And the table's 4 feet wide, so my 11, your 9, and the table's 4, that's 24 feet.
Yes, but my 9 isn't 9 feet, dear. My foot's very petite. Barely 8 inches long. Mind, yours may very well compensate.
Look, let's just say, for the sake of argument, it's 20 foot square, Hilda. So 20 by 20 is...
No good looking at me.
400, isn't it? 400 square feet divided by 9, say, 44 square yards at £15 a square yard. So your 60-pound new carpet is, in effect, going to cost 660.
£660 for a whole carpet? I wonder whether we could live with linoleum. Well, over the next few weeks, we spent so much time in carpet shops and DIY stores that people began to think we were a couple of shoplifters waiting to strike. We made friends with an awful lot of store detectives. I felt it was all too much, but Evadne had now got the bit between her teeth, and there was no stopping her. We collected ever so many samples. In fact, we did consider carpeting the hall entirely with samples. And this led us to carpet tiles. So, one dreadful morning, Evadne launched into the hall with piles of tiles and a pot of adhesive. And I went along to watch and advise. Evadne, it says here on the raft...
I don't care what it says there.
But shouldn't you, dear? I mean, these are the instructions.
Hilda, I had a long talk with that man in the shop.
I know, I saw him yawning.
And his house is covered in carpet tiles.
Don't they get soggy when it rains?
Hilda, if you are going to sit on the stairs there making stupid remarks, I'd sooner you went to put on with something else and left this to me.
But Evadne, it says here...
Please, Hilda.
It says here they should be loose laid, not stuck to the floor like you're doing.
I'm only sticking 1 in 4.
You don't have to do that.
As a precaution.
Quite unnecessary. It says here...
Hilda! What's that?
Oh, that's probably Maud.
What on earth is she doing?
She's probably trying to get in, I think.
Thank goodness we locked it.
Well, you'd better unlock it, dear. She'll have it done.
I'll soon see about that. Maud! Maud!
What's wrong, Doctor?
There's nothing wrong. We're busy in the hall.
What you say? Can't properly hear you.
Oh, push the letterbox open, you silly woman. Then we won't have to shout at each other.
Why blame the letterbox when you spend all your time shouting at each other?
Hello, Doctor. I can't get in. Can you get out?
Of course I can get out.
Well, why can't I get in?
We've got the door locked, Maud. The doctor's working on the floor.
Use the back door, Maud. The back door's open.
Why can't I use the front door, Doctor?
Dame Hilda's just told you I'm working on the floor.
Not now, you ain't. You stood arguing through the letterbox.
Stupid woman. Maud, for my sake, dear, go round the back, would you? There's a terrible draught coming through that letterbox.
Oh, very well, Dame Alder, for your sake. Though I'll point out that I don't hold with this business of one door for some folks and another door for theirs. If I'm good enough to clean the knocker, I'm good enough to come through the door.
Why is that woman so stupid?
It's just that you bring out the worst in her now. Mind, you bring out the worst in everybody. It's not often I criticize people, but... Evadne, you've got that tile the wrong way round.
Which one?
That one.
Well, too bad. It's stuck down now. You should have mentioned it before.
But it's the wrong way round. I keep telling you not to stick them down. The pile on that one is going in the opposite direction to the pile on the others. Now, it says here...
I don't care what it says there. I'll dot a few more about upside down. People will think it's a kind of pattern.
Well, it looks a very funny pattern to me.
Well, the Persians never make a perfect carpet. That's traditional. Only Allah is perfect.
Well, he won't have much competition from you.
Dame Elder!
What is it, Maud?
I got myself in the kitchen all right, but I can't seem to get myself out.
The door into the hall's locked, Maud.
Well, how am I supposed to do my duties if I can't get into the house?
Isn't there something you can do in the kitchen, Maud?
I'm doing something in the kitchen, ain't I, Doctor? I'm trying to get out of it. I've got a routine, you know. I suppose you realize it's Tuesday.
And what do you do on a Tuesday that's so special?
Well, I do all the old floor for a start. Then I goes into the drawing room.
Ah, well, you can get into the drawing room from the garden there. The garden door isn't locked.
Well, that'd be just fine, Dame Elder, if this was a Wednesday.
And what difference does the day make there?
All the difference in the world, Dame Elder. You see, on a Tuesday, all I does is ask a peek in the drawing room to see if it looks as if it might want doing. And if it do look as if it might want doing, well, then of course I does it. But not till Wednesday. Because on a Tuesday I likes to make an early start upstairs. And it ain't no good your saying the bedroom window's open. Because I ain't brought a ladder.
You know, Evadne, I'm beginning to wish we'd left Binky's carpet down.
So am I. With any luck, Maud would have broken her silly neck on it.
It's no good, dear. I'm going to have to let her into the hall.
Well, on your head be it.
Now, Maud, I'm going to unlock this kitchen door, dear. But you must be very, very careful. There's loose tiles everywhere. And there's lots of sticky patches where the doctor stuck tiles down wrong and had to take them all up again. And there's lots of tiles lying about, all covered in sticky and not stuck. Because she's lost count and doesn't know where to stick them.
Hilda, if you think you can do better...
I am not criticizing, dear. I'm just trying to prevent Maud from coming through that door like a haystack in a hurricane. It's all right, Maud. It's open. Well, where is she?
Well, let's hope she's given up and gone home.
Maud, where are you?
I'm in the drawing room now, Dame Mildred. And this door's locked and all.
Well, as you're already in there, Maud, why not break your routine and start in there?
Oh, no. I could never do that.
Well, why not, dear?
It'd confuse me, that's why. They'd put me out for the rest of the week.
Couldn't you pretend, I mean, just for once, that today is Wednesday?
Oh, very well, Dame Elder. For you, then. I'll try.
Thank you, Maud. You see, Evadne, if you're patient and reasonable with her, she's really no trouble at all.
Dame Elder!
Yes, Maud, dear?
Are you going to open this door?
She's really no trouble at all.
But, Maud, dear, I thought we'd agreed that you'd make a start in there.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, Dame Elder. But I can't make a start without the vacuum cleaner. And the vacuum cleaner's in the hall.
It's no good, Evadne. I'm going to have to open the drawing room door.
So, game, set, and match to Maud. And if we're going to have that door open, we may as well have them all open.
Come in there.
Oh, thank you, Dame Elder.
I wouldn't like to hinder her progress through the house in any way at all. I'll open the front door as well. There.
Oh, my
Why, goodness me.
Oh, Evadne, look what you've done.
What?
It's the adhesive, dear. Oh, it's going all over the floor. Oh, good heavens, look at the mess.
And whose fault is that?
Well, it certainly ain't my fault, Doctor. I've hardly got into the hall.
You've got far enough in to have a tile stuck to your foot, though, haven't you?
Oh, Dame Elder, look. And I've just had these shoes sold and nails.
Now, Maud, don't worry, dear. If you step out of your shoe, dear, I'll pull the tile off it.
No, 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 Maud. Maud, don't put your foot down now.
Oh, no.
Just made to put me foot in it.
Don't let her move another inch, Hilda. I'll come to you.
Very well, dear, but hurry, we don't want her to set.
Evadne, watch where you're putting him.
Oh, damnation.
Too late.
Start.
I can't move. Still, I suppose this is what they call poetic justice, Evadne.
What is?
I mean, all these years, people have thought you were a bit stuck up, when really you're a bit stuck down.
That was On the Tiles, a further extract from the random jottings of Hinge and Brackett, written by Gerald Frow. To assist Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett, we welcome Jean Haywood as Maud. Our thanks also to the members of the Stacton Trestle Music Appreciation Society for their contribution. Production was by John Fawcett Wilson.